Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save big.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear, where'd you get that this holiday season when people are opening their presents? Well, look no further than Uncommon Goods. It's your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free. They scour the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list, whether you're shopping for a secret Santa or entire family. Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. There are so many neat items on there. Some of the ones that I've been drawn to, I like the cocktail called an Old Fashioned. They have some amazing smokers on there where you get that Old Fashioned smoked. You actually burn some cherry wood or choose your flavor there into the drink itself. They are so cool. They're handmade. I love them. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These are fine products that are often made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere, and I really, really, truly mean that. From art to jewelry to kitchen, home, bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Right now, you can get 15% off your next gift. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/ghost. That's uncommongoods.com/ghost for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. As children, our parents tell us, stay away from this, stay away from that, don't do this, don't do that, and it's usually for our own good. It's quite often a safety thing. Children will be curious and put themselves in dangerous situations without knowing, and sometimes it's too late to save them without giving them caution first. That's why we say to little children, stay away from the windows. The windows that can open that are on the top floor of a house. But what happens when you as a child are inexplicably drawn to those windows? A repressing feeling takes over your body. And all you want to do is just feel better. Make that feeling go away. But something is telling you the only way to do it is to go through those windows. It's exactly what happens in our next story. Child in the grandparents' haunted house being drawn to the windows in the attic. Take a listen. As far back as I can remember, my mom brought me to see my grandparents near Altoona, Pennsylvania, nearly every other weekend. A three-hour drive away from our home. My grandmother did not get along with my dad, so he rarely joined us for the trips. I always enjoyed the drive because it meant extra junk food and time to myself with my mom. But upon arrival, it was always filled with anxiety. The outside of the house was lovely with a beautiful porch, which was painted green at the time, and a porch swing that I'd often retreat to for safety. The terror, however, would begin the moment I stepped foot over the threshold. My memories cover the span of 4 years old to 13 years old, which was the point when I began to blatantly refuse to go back into the house. There was a variety of energies in that house, and it was widely believed by my immediate living family that these energies also belonged to family members. I do not know if this was said to reassure me or if they were in a state of denial, but I'm certain that was not the case. So, I'll start with the top, the attic.
In the early years, before things grew more malevolent, more dangerous, I was allowed in the attic. Coming from a staunchly Catholic family, I never found it to be particularly out of the ordinary, but my mom would remind me to wrap my rosary around my wrist before going up to play with the dollhouse my grandfather was meticulously building for me. The attic was a menagerie of trinkets, treasures, and all the excitement a child could ever want. But I was always drawn to an area that was for storage only. I was told that it was a mess, that the floorboards were rotted, that the dirt and dust were dangerous for my health, and any other variety of reasons to stay the hell away from that part of the attic. And for the most part, I did, until the day that I did not. The thing about the attic was that the moment you started up the steps, you were immediately seized by an almost paralyzing sense of dread, while simultaneously being urged forward by a relentless sense of curiosity. On this day, the curiosity gripped me tightly and led me straight past all the usual points of interest for a child. It led me directly to the area that I was forbidden from entering. Unlike the rest of the attic, it was dark and the air was thick and stale. While most of the space was open, this area was closed off. It was surprisingly clean for an area that was supposedly a hazard to my health. While curiosity continued to steer my behaviors, the dread picked at the back of my mind. It was like I had regrets for entering, but could not quite stop myself for delving deeper. About a third of the way into the room, the curiosity was equally matched by a sense of despair. The strangest thing about it was that I was extremely aware of the fact that I was not the one who was originating these feelings. The curiosity, dread, and despair were invading from outside of me, but I could not stop. I had my eye on a double window that overlooked the street below. I wanted to run out of the room, down the stairs, and out into the porch swing, but I was compelled to continue moving forward. I finally made it to the window, and I felt relief and closure that was not my own, and I thought, thank God it's over. And I had this wild urge to push the windows open and see how far out I could get before I was in danger of falling. And something inside me reassured me that the sadness that was weighing on my chest would disappear if I could only get those windows open. As I began to unlatch the window, the rosary on my wrist caught the latch on the opposite side. It felt like waking up. The residual feelings that did not belong to me, which had been foraging my brain, immediately dissipated. I immediately knew I had broken an important rule and needed to get out of the room before my mom found out, and I did. I tore out of the room and the whole way out of the house and cried because I felt completely in control of myself again. I did not realize at the time that I was relieved to be free. I probably thought I felt relieved that I did not get caught. I brought it up to my mom years later, and she told me she had no idea how I had gotten in because it was always locked up, and then she told me why. Her aunt had always struggled with opioid addiction, and as a result, when my mother was a child, her cousin was sent to live with my grandparents. While nothing explicitly paranormal had occurred up to that point, my mom and her cousin were always encouraged to stay out of the attic. Evidently, her cousin began visiting the attic, only occasionally at first, not enough to draw attention. However, within a month and a half, my grandparents were having difficulties getting her to leave. She'd sit at the same window I was drawn to and stare out of it for hours. Finally, she apparently tried to throw herself out the window. Luckily, by that point, she had gotten my grandmother's attention. My grandmother dragged her back inside and asked what she was thinking. She said that she was not actually trying to hurt herself. She just needed to not feel sad anymore, and she knew that getting through the window would help. She went back to live with her dad at the insistence of my grandparents, and she never came back. She's alive and well to this day, but she will not speak of the house or what she felt there. After that day, I never returned to the attic. I often felt a compulsion just to go up and check on things, but there was another energy in that house that always grabbed my attention before I could walk through the attic door. However, that energy and her sister are a story for another day. My one regret about it is that I never was able to see the dollhouse my grandfather was working on once it was finished. It disappeared with a lot of other things when my mom and my aunt sold the house in 2011. My mom suggests it got left behind because They were too overwhelmed by my grandparents' funeral and sorting out her will, but I always wish that I had been able to rescue it and bring it home for my kids. But all things considered, maybe it's a good thing that I could not.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.